We're about to begin number 24. We mentioned the last time about how 40 years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim knew very well that the Churban was going to come soon. They had different simanim that they could know that the Churban was going to come. We mentioned the fact that Rav Tzadok started fasting in order to delay the Churban, push off the Churban. Also Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when the Mishnah reconciles four different things, one of them that the gates of Yerushalayim used to open by themselves, even though they were very heavy gates, and normally it took many, many people to open the gates, but at this point the gates used to open by themselves. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that he understands that the reason why the gates are opening is because it's a simon that ultimately the Sinai is going to come into Eretz Yisrael. And you mentioned other simanim that they had. So they knew, they understood very well that the Churban was going to come. So when we talk about 40 years before the Churban, starting from 40 years before the Churban, it was known to them. They realized themselves that the Churban was on its way. We also mentioned that we're talking about this period of time where the Romans were ruling over Eretz Yisrael directly. It wasn't anymore a melech, a Yiddish melech, or an Edomite melech, I should say, that like Hordes, that was over Eretz Yisrael. But now they had a governor, a Roman governor, who was directly involved over Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning, it wasn't so bad, but ultimately, it turned very bad, because the one that was in charge of Eretz Yisrael, he was a very, very cruel person, and he did things in order to arouse all the people, get everybody angry. And we mentioned that at one point they made a gzeira that the statue of the emperor has to appear all over Yerushalayim and has to appear in every place in the Roman Empire, which included Egypt also. And at this point, two things come together. One thing that, as far as Egypt was concerned, so the Egyptians sent the representative, the Eden living in Egypt sent their representative, a person whose name was Philo, who was Hayid, but the Pashtus, the way we would see what he wrote, it's connected the Yud Gimel Ikrim that the Rambam puts down. His theory of the logos, that a person has to go through an intermediary and he doesn't go directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's one of the ikrim we have in the Rambam, that a person is mispalel directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the union of Ashkocha Pratis, that it all goes through the Ribbono Shel Olam directly. And also the second thing we said was is that he explained many of the different zachen that we have in the Torah as being allegories, as not being exactly as it says. So these were his two different things. And although we explained that he himself is recorded that he was a Shema Torah mitzvahs, but it became sort of clear to everybody what he was all about, because his nephew was a Tzachov Kishmad, and ultimately he turned into a Sinai Yisrael. And I don't know if this is exactly the same, not exactly the same, but we have a similar kind of a situation been many, many years later, Benegea to Moses Mendelssohn, which maybe at one point we'll discuss at that time. Going away from the Derech HaYoshar, a person who was a Frumayid, thinking that what he was doing was right, I mean, at least maybe, assuming that what he was doing was right, but Lamaisa, it was in Gantarov from Derech, and the tremendous Churban that came out of it. And we mentioned that the other thing that took place at this exact same time under this plot was the fact that they killed out the Yeshu HaNoitzri, who is the one who is recorded in the New Testament, that was killed by the Romans at that time. And we said the two of them have shaykhis in the way that the philosophy of this philo was adopted by many in the future development of the religion. And we'll leave it at that. We also explained that the emperor that was there at that time, so he ultimately he took back the Gzeira, and the way he took back the Gzeira was because of the influence of a person whose name was Agrippus, and he convinced him to take back the Gzeira, but ultimately that emperor died, and this Agrippus was instrumental in the new emperor that the Romans chose, and his name was Claudius. Now, we need to talk about this a little bit, because what happened was, ultimately, that this Agrippus, who we mentioned was a grandson of Hordus, so he was from Beis Hashmenoim, and we'll see more about this, but it would seem that he was from one side of the family, he was Beis Hashmenoim. On the other side, he came from Hordus, so he was an Eved, but he was from the grandson of Hordus, and as a reward that was given to him by this Claudius, for helping him become the emperor, this Agrippus was given for his possession, control over a good deal of the Middle East, which included Eretz Yisrael, and included a lot of the area around Eretz Yisrael. So now, and he was made the Melech over Eretz Yisrael. So now what we have is, once again, going back to the old system, where Eretz Yisrael had its own Melech. And although this Melech, of course, had to answer to the Romans, but once again, Eretz Yisrael had its own Melech. It's not clear how many years he ruled in Eretz Yisrael, if it was 3 years or if it was 6 years, but it wasn't for a very long period of time. What happened over here is something that's very, very interesting, because although, like this Agrippus, one would assume he had everything wrong about him. He was raised in Rome, and it was, he was raised as a Roman. He also, we see, had an influence in the government, because he was instrumental in getting this Claudius to become the emperor. So he got everybody to, he helped influence the others to make him into the emperor. So obviously he was a influential person there in Rome. Now, we know what it means to be good with the Romans. I mean, obviously, he can't be a Zas or Tabor kind of a man, because that doesn't go over so well in Rome. Void, he comes from the other side. He's from the Mishpacha of Hordus, and Hordus is also a Pes Nishtaza, Shaini Yichus. I mean, especially based on all of the Tsarist Suris that he caused in Klal Yisrael. However, when he came back now to Eretz Yisrael to take over, to rule over Eretz Yisrael, so he turned into a different person altogether. And he turned into a person that had the grace of Edelkeit and the grace of Kovid that he had for the Chachom. Whenever he needed some advice of what he should do, so he turned to Rabbi Gamliel HaZokein, who was the Nasi at that time, and that he should be Miyaitz in what he should do. You know, the historians there, they say that when he arrived in Yerushalayim, so he came to bring Karbonis into the Beis HaMikdash, because of Al-Sahidor, he wanted to, of the fact that he became the emperor, so to celebrate this, so he brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. He also was interested in helping secure Yerushalayim, so as we mentioned before, the wall was broken down by the Romans. So now he went to once again build up the Chaima that was around Yerushalayim in order that that Yerushalayim should be safer. The Mishnah in Bikurim brings down, talking about the edelkeit of this person, that when it came for to bring Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, so everybody used to bring up Bikurim, it's going against a parad and a fancy basket. So it's in the Mishnah, in Bikurim, Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, it's brought down that Agrippa's the Melech, he took the basket and he put the basket on his shoulder and he came marching with it into Yerushalayim. Like everybody, the Derech Kovid, that he's bringing Bikurim up into Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Ksubis, Nafi Zayin of an Aleph. So Gemara talks about how he was going down the road, and there was a Kala that was coming in, that he was meeting up with the Kala. So he stopped in order to allow the Kala to go ahead of him. Else, the Simchas Kala, that was his participation in the mitzvah, was covered for the Kala. And the Gemara says, "V'shabchu chachamim." The chachamim saw that this, a beautiful gesture, like we would say, on the part of Agrippa's. Here's the Gamsa Melech, the covering for the Kala. So this is what he did. It's also brought down that in the Medrash in Bayikuraba, Paragimel and Parakei, it's brought down that one time Agrippa's wanted to bring 1,000 oilus. And mainly he was mitzavah to the Kohen Gadol that he shouldn't allow anybody else to bring karbonis that day, because that day was his day. He's going to bring all of the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. It says that there was an ani that came, and he had shtei tayrim, in other words, the carbon of an ani, and Agrippa's, and he came in order to bring the carbon. And Agrippa said, no, let him go in order to be able to bring his carbon. And the Chachamim once again were Mishabeyachim. It's a Maridika Edelkeit on the part of this Agrippa that Agrippa was prepared to do this. He was willing to do this in order to allow the honey to come, and the Chacham held us a gewaltige Sach on his side. And it was in his time that the Nasi was Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, who we will discuss soon more at length, and the different takonis that Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken and the Sanhedrin were able to accomplish. And one of the reasons that they were able to accomplish what they were able to accomplish was the fact that they had the backing of this Agrippa's, who was Kariv to the Chachamim. So now we have like a lull. We're going from a Shas of Tzora right before, and soon we're going to talk about a Shas of Tzora that's going to come up afterwards. And we have in the middle, a couple of years where there's a lull, and because of the lull that took place, once again, being the Chachamim knew that the Churban is coming, so the fact that there was peace at that time, so they were able to chaperein and to be able to accomplish different things that they wanted to accomplish. Now, the Mishnah in Saita, Daf Mem Alef Amud Alef, tells us what happened ultimately b'negeya to Agrippa's. Now the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara is talking about when the Melech used to lane from the Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah, how it was handed over to the, was given over to the Reish HaKnesses. Reish HaKnesses get to the Skan gives over to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol gives it over to the Melech. V'hamelech oimed u'mekabel v'kirei yoshev. And the Melech, when he leaned from the Sefer Torah, he would be sitting down. Leaned from the Sefer Torah, everybody else was standing, and he would be sitting down. Then the Mishnah says, Agrippa's HaMelech amat. Agrippa's HaMelech was standing. V'kibel, and he accepted the Sefer Torah. V'kara oimed, And he learned from the Sefer Torah as he was standing. Vishabhu Chachamim. And the Chacham held up to be a Mari Dikishvach, once again, an edelkeit from this person, that he could have been sitting when he leaned from the Sefer Torah, but to show Kavod HaTorah, he stood, Mishaz, he leaned from the Sefer Torah. Then the Mishnah says, V'kishigia leisucha loseis olecha ish nochri, when he got to the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says that a melech is not allowed to be an ish nochri, you're not allowed to put on yourself a melech, that's an ish nochri, zolgu einov demois. So, tears started running from his eyes, and the reason was because he was from an Eved. So Ibazoi, he realized that he really wasn't the appropriate person to be a king. Amrulai, so the Eden that was standing around told him, Al tishori agrifas, don't be afraid. Acheinu ato, acheinu ato. You are our brother. You're one of us. You're one of us. Don't feel bad. You're one of us. That's the Maisa that's brought down in the Mishnah, Binegeya, to this Agrifus. Now, the Gemara in Saita, that's the Mishnah that we mentioned, the Mishnah in Saita. The Gemara in Saita, and that Mamala of Amid Beis, says as follows. The Gemara brings down a Braisa. Tone Mishmei de Rav Nosson. Ba'oisai Shah Nishaivu Sayne Yisrael Kaliyah. So at that point, when the Yidden said that that you should, when they said to the Zagrifus that you shouldn't feel bad, so Ba'oisai Shah Nishaivu Sayne Yisrael Kaliyah. Sayne Yisrael, of course, the Lushin is Sayne Yisrael, refers to Klal Yisrael. Nishaiv Kaliyah. To be destroyed. Why? Sheichnifu loy la'agrifus. Because there was the Isser of Hanifa. There was Hanifa. They didn't tell him the truth, and they were over on the Isser of Hanifa. And because of that, so the Gemara says that they were Nishaivu, they were Nishaivu Kaliyah. So we understand that, as we mentioned, the Beis Hamikdash should have been Chorev anyway. The Beis Hamikdash was going to be Chorev. The Pashtus, what we have to understand is that, and we'll soon explain more at length, that it could have been pushed off longer. It didn't have to happen when it did happen. But because of this Isser of Hanifa, that they were over, that they told him what they told him, So because of that, there were Nishayiv Kaliyah. Now, to understand this, and we understand that if a person is over the Isser of Hanifa, so for the Isser of Hanifa, the Einish is not clear. The Einish is not Misvedei Shemayim. So why over here was there such a terrible Einish? So, in Taisis, so I think that the Pshat is, and as I duch sechmi is duch the Pshat, if we take a look in Taisvitz, Dibi Amaschel, Oysa Hayyim Nishaivu Saini Yisrael Kaliyim. So Taisvitz talks about this whole issue about how he came from Avodim, and Taisvitz explains that Benegeya to a Melech, the Halach is that Mikarev HaChechot, Benegeya to a melech, you have to have from both sides. Sigh from the mother's side, and sigh from his father's side. But Satay says, but melech, so by melech you have to have mikerev achech, tos melech melech, the kopit krog of melech, achye mamish mikerev, in meitze me oviv ve'imay miyisrael. Has to be from both sides. Sam srora doesn't have to be from both sides. Although there's also a halacha that any type of a position of power has to be from Klal Yisrael, but it does not be from both sides. But when it comes to a melech, so there it has to be from both sides. V'zu ha'isa ha'chanufa, this was the Issa of Hanifa. Shemolach b'zraya, shaloikid in Taira, because he ruled with force. Shaloikid in Taira, that was al-pi Taira, he was not the one that was qualified to be the melech. So, and how did he become the Melech? Well, the Romans appointed him as the Melech. This wasn't with the Haskama of Klal Yisrael at all. It was the Romans that made him into a Melech. So, with force, he became the Melech over Yisrael. And, Tosfos says, V'haydu loy v'hichziku bekach. And the Klal Yisrael said, no, we mask him to the fact that you should be a melech. That's the Hanifa. Because they said that although you became a melech with you, of Klal Yisrael, you became melech, but Klal Yisrael says, no, we mask him that you should be melech. V'hichziku bekach. They were mazikim, they were makabalim as a melech. Now, Tosfos says, Nehi shula yuchlu limchais. Even though the truth is they couldn't be meichem, it wasn't biyodam to be meichem because once again it was the Romans that turned him into a melech, not they who turned him into a melech. And if they would have said, "Yeah, you're right. You know, you shouldn't be a melech," so that's not going to help because it wasn't up to them who the melech should be. But Tosfos says, "Hoyolahen lishtoik." They should have been quiet. And they shouldn't have been masking. They shouldn't have been masking, or they shouldn't have told him that they're masking that he should be the melech. And this is the isa of Hanifa that comes with an advar avera. Shemachnif lechaveroi machmas yirosoi bifonov. A person who promised Hanifa to his chava because he's afraid of him. He's not chayish for Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oisa Ayin Shalom Allah Ki Ilu Einai Raya. And he makes it as if so, that the Ayin of Lamala, the eye that sees Milamala, the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal, Ki Ilu Einai Raya, as if he does not see. So, what Tosfos is telling us over here is that the Einish came about because it was a Psazachil Lashem. They were afraid of this Agrifus, and the fear that they had from Agrifus was greater than the fear that they had from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And they're acting in such a way as if they're showing that the eye in Milamala, Einai Raya, the eye that looks from above, as if it doesn't see. And Das is Dachachil Lashem. And that's the reason why they got such a tremendous Einish. That's the reason why it brought about the Churban. Now, I just wanted to be Meisav Abyssal, and not Chreisishab, Medav Meisav Zayn, but Ulai to be Meisav more Hezber into this Ganser Meisav, is I want to say as follows, that as you mentioned before, this Ganser Agrifus was a little bit of a Meifus. He sort of didn't make any sense. As he mentioned, he grew up in Rome. He was, not only did he grow up in Rome, but he was a successful Roman, and the raya was because, you see, he was influential. He was Zanenikel from Hordis. So, for me, that as I saw it mentioned. And the answer, I think, might very well be, because we have a klal, Lev Malochim Visorim Biyad Hashem. And again, this is something that in our history we're going to show happens again and again and again. These are one of the many klolim that a person needs in order to understand the Yiddish Historia. Lev malochim v'sarim v'yad Hashem. That everybody has bechira, except the malochim v'sarim. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's the one that manipulates them. Manipulating it in the way that he wants to manipulate it. Hopefully, Latoiv, sometimes Chas V'Sholem, we'll see in our history, it goes in different directions. But literally, everybody has Bechira except for the Malachim in Sarim. Now, Klal Yisrael knew already that the Churban was coming. And they knew that this was, if the Churban was coming, then I bazoi, what's going on now is a zman of Hachana. It's Hachana, we gotta get ready for the Churban. When you see a Zasart person like this Hordis, like this Agrifus, And you see that he's a zafayna mensch. Not only that he's a shayma tayra mitzvah, but he had an edelkeit which was highly irregular, legamri irregular, for the Romans doing things. Edler Sachen, was bechlaul, it's well nicht gepasst, wie man sagt, it's not even right for a good Roman to do as alle Sachen. So, was darf man trachten? So, Pashtis, was man darf trachten is, that this is a situation of Leib Malochem Vesorim B'yad Hashem, and this is taket nicht normal, and it's the reason that Ribbono Shel Olam sent him to us is because, or the reason why Ribbono Shel Olam made him so, and literally made him so, is because to give us an opportunity to prepare ourselves, the different takonis have to be made, different chizukim and klai yisol that have to be made. And that's why he is what he is. So, and this person, you is very, very boilet. It's very, very violent benegeya to this person, that this person was biyad Hashem, as a result, you know, that this melech was in ganzen biyad Hashem. So, Ivazoi, vos pastor Hanifa, vos pastor that you're afraid of him. What do you mean you're afraid of him? There is no him. I mean, this whole person is obviously in ganzen biyad Hashem. And maybe this is what Taisus means. That you machnif the chaveh, you mach masirosim, ponabein choshe, shayira, sakarish bochu. I mean, this obviously, it is, this person is in ganzen biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't you realize that? Don't you realize that this is a person that's the gamri biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that everything that he does, he's doing because Ribbono Shel Olam says fiatim azazel dos ton, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. So Ibazoi vos pas zogin that you have a yira for him more than you have for the Ribbono Shel Olam, als vos etut epes tuta als a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it could very well be that the way to understand this is that even though we knew that the Churban was coming, but this Charzeh, that we would have had Takadiz B'tochen, and we would have come to this Hakorah, and we outwardly would have shown this Hakorah, so that Gufa, we would have been Zeicha, that the Churban should come many years later. It's even shaykh to say that the Churban wouldn't come at all, because we know that the Nevuah, the Rambam says that the Nevuah, a Nevuah Letzaratoiv can be bottled, but a Nevuah Letzarara, so that can be bottled. So maybe Bischarzeh, Mekanish Wissen, was we all Zeicha given, but thus is Zicha, that we would have been Zeicha, that the Churban would have been able to be pushed off. And now, Yois, that we want Oymed bin Nisoyin, we want, and the way we're explaining it is that we want Oymed bin Nisoyin of being Makir, that this Agrippus was in Gansen B'yad Hashem, so Ayvazoi, we lost it. We lost a tremendous opportunity. Now, the end of this Agrippus's story was that we mentioned that he was involved in building up the wall around Yerushalayim. What happened was is that the Greeks who were living in the Misyavnim, who were living, and the Yavanim that were living in Eretz Yisrael, so they saw that this Agrippus kept covered by the Chachamim, and they saw also that he's building up the wall, so they figured that this is something that they could use in order to get the Roman emperors angry at this Agrippus. So, and they wanted to get rid of him, so he went, this Agrippus went to the capital in Eretz Yisrael that the Romans used, Caesarea, and to participate in some kind of some celebration that they were having. So they poisoned his food, and after 5 days of going through tremendous agony, this Agrippus died. And once this Agrippus died, so then Ibazoi, Klaiso went back again to a situation where they were ruled by the Roman rulers. So we had at this a short period of time where we had a little bit of a rest in the middle. We should be able to accomplish, and accomplish we did. And thus we need to explain the different takonis that were angered by Rabbi Gamliel.